The breaking story is Cambodia chooses China for gold storage and economic expansion.
Welcome to the Morning Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey, where each morning Vince brings you the financial and precious metals news to get you ready for your day. And now, here's Vince.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Vince Lancey, and this is the Goldfix Market Rundown. Starting a little late today, 8:34, we had a story set up for you, but then a breaking story hit up. So we'd like to cover that, and we're going to do so. There's the front page. We'll be talking about two stories on the right. The breaking story is Cambodia chooses China for gold storage and economic expansion. And the story that we had slated for today was UBS price hikes hint at a deeper theme in palladium and platinum. And that theme is America is buying. Let's take a quick look at the markets. 10-year-olds are up 2. The dollar is up 4. The S&P 500 is down 8. NASDAQ is up 40. The VIX is up 28. Gold is up 41. Silver is up 74. So 39.73. We're almost in the safety zone for my purposes of the 4,000 area. We'll talk about that in a chart in a second. Silver doing what it's supposed to do. Copper lagging. That makes sense. It's no longer safe to be short silver. WTI down 17, natural gas down 1, Bitcoin up 900, dead cat bounce for stocks and Bitcoin right now for the moment. Palladium platinum up 15, up 12, and grains are mixed. Wheat, the laggard. Okay. The breaking story. Cambodia is among the first nations to place part of its official gold reserves under Chinese custody, marking the first tangible step in Beijing's effort to position itself as a global bullion storage hub. China's entry into the gold vaulting business for central banks was first discussed in two stories on Goldfix. The first one was when they announced they were getting into the business. I would say that we broke that story in the non-lamestream media. And then we gave you quickly after that the implications and how it was an attack indirectly on the BIS and their own London business. Well, basically the London market is dying. And here's our first taker of the offer. And that will, again, pursuant to other analysis that we've given you, over the last year, that will enable Cambodia to, if they put their gold in Shenzhen, then that will enable Cambodia to get currency for it and use that currency for growing its economy. And that's what they're going to do. That paves the way for HQLA and Repo. Good morning, Eric. Hope you're doing well. So that's that story. We haven't emailed it out, but you can read it all in Breaking Cambodia Chooses to Store Gold in China. We actually put a chart in there of all the countries in the area and where their gold is stored. So you can see who the next likely candidates are and start placing your bets. Next, UBS price hikes hint at deeper theme America is buying. That's about platinum and palladium. UBS analysts Giovanni Stonovo and Wayne Gordon, fresh on the heels of raising their silver price targets and correctly calling for a new all-time high, have now raised their price targets for both platinum and palladium for divergent reasons. The reports released by the UBS Chief Investment Office on the 30th of October point to diverging drivers in the two markets, policy-driven tightness in platinum and sentiment-driven accumulation in palladium. That last part there is a little bit of a word salad. We're going to tell you what it means. Fundamentally, platinum is a buy, and fundamentally, palladium isn't a buy, but we're going to buy it anyway because the U.S. is buying it, and that's the deeper theme. America is buying everything it can, as fast as it can, as quietly as it can. UBS, so that continues in the premium post. UBS price hikes hint at a deeper theme. America is buying. Related post, you could see them, right? Yesterday's Goldfix PM had a very... had an explanation because we had a big sell-off yesterday, right? That was your end-of-day recap. And we also couched it in the SOFR repo financial conditions tightness. So that's for premium subscribers as well. To give you an idea of why gold sold off, why they sold everything, because it was a liquidity problem. And that usually means the thing that they want most will be the one that bounces first. Lo and behold, stocks are unchanged at the S&P level and up a little bit On the NASDAQ level, gold is up a significant amount, bringing back, let's see, about 60% of what it sold off. And meanwhile, NASDAQ has only gotten back about 40% of what it sold off. So they want the gold and they want the silver more. And it looks like they want the platinum today as well. Palladium, that too. All right. Data on deck. We just had ADP, which is the only real data we can get on that right now on the market. So I don't see the number in front of me, but ADP is notoriously inconsistent. But you're seeing the reaction of the markets right now. If you need to see what the data is, you're free to look it up. We will afterwards. Let's go to the charts. Keep this short. All right, this is kind of important, or it could be a complete nonsense. You may or may not remember when this started to happen. Here, I want to take out my drawing tools here. When this started to happen, when we said this is the BIS selling, and it may or may not have been, but we think they were there. Macro discretionary was definitely selling in here too, right? We identified, well, Goldman became very active in here. They were long gamma, and they were selling high and buying low, and they were booking a lot of money, we saw. And we identified Chinese buying, verified from a bullion bank, as buying between here and here. So after a while, we saw a ledge form, and it broke it once or twice, but it got back above it. The other ledge was down here, which was right here, and never got there again. So you have your first ledge and you have your second ledge. Anyway, the point is we spotted this ledge probably tentatively here, but definitely here, the way it acted. And so we talked about that from a trading perspective. Now, we might be seeing another ledge, okay? You've got a rally. That's a BIS cap. Maybe I can be wrong, but we'll see. And now you have a sell-off for many reasons, valid. And now you have the knife caught. And we talked about this a couple days ago. We said, oh, this is kind of cool. We had our little, this is our range. We're not really bullish until it gets above here, right? But then we started seeing another echo in here. We said, all right, is this a bottom? Is this a knife catch? And look at that. 1, 2, 3, 4 days. Now, in the past, if you're a gold person, like ledges are broken. We fall off of ledges, marble rolls or whatever you want to call it. But here we are again. So I would be as a trading range trader, I'd be a buyer of the ledge. I'd buy a little at near the ledge and risk a little bit below. And I would look to buy if it goes below the ledge and back up through it. Then you might have a little bit of a spring effect from some people selling them the hole. Otherwise, still nothing to get excited about. We could be on another one of, you know, God forbid, but we could be on another one of these things. Another 4 months. You know, we've come a long way in a little over 2 months. And so consolidating at 4,000 ain't a big problem, especially with all the real news about gold in the market. I'm Vince. Have a great day.
Well, thanks for watching this morning's Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey. We sure appreciate you tuning in and starting your day with us here. Hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll see you again tomorrow. Please note that this video is not intended as legal licensed financial trading advice and is to be used for informational purposes only. Please contact your financial advisor before making any decisions, and thanks for watching.